Welcome to Eargasm. I'm your host, Jamora Kennard. You already know what it is. It's time for Eargasm. That's right. I'm back on you. Season 3. I believe we're going on episode 3 as well. This is episode 3, people. You still here rocking with me. It's not by coincidence. I love you. All right, enough said about that. Hope everybody having a good morning, noon, or night, depending on what part of the world you in. We got an interesting show today, man. Another good topic. 46-year-old man marries his 18-year-old goddaughter. Oh, I know y'all done heard about this thing. It's been going on. Today, I want to dig deep into this story because in no way, shape, or form is this okay. She didn't just marry a 46-year-old man. That would be okay if you ask me. 46-year-old man, you 18, you want to marry him, cool. You talking about a man who raised her. We talking about a man who got her through some hard times. We talking about a man who really, if you ask me, was plotting this from a long time ago. What can a 46-year-old man and an 18-year-old girl have in common? He was grooming her. I know it. He know it. Seems to be she's the only one who doesn't know it. Enough said. Let's go ahead and try to jump into this thing head first. Let's hear what everybody around America is going crazy about over on this internet. Now, guess what? Fun fact. I live in Florida, South Florida to be exact. Fort Pierce is like 30 minutes away from where I live. So this is happening in my part of the world, in my state, a couple counties up. Let's check it out. That's right.
So fucking nosy, though. Wanna send me goddamn friend requests and shit.
Yeah, now the whole time you putting yourself out there, so yeah, people nosy. You put your shit out there, they're gonna be nosy.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that.
It kills me when they get on these videos and they have to look at themselves and straighten themselves up and clean themselves up, fix the hair, fix the lips. You know what you got on here to say, say it. See, they be waiting for people to come and pay them some attention. That's how this stuff happen, y'all. Attention. Attention seekers. The young lady's name is Deja.
The puppy.
By the way.
Okay.
All right, here she go. You finna crank up. What you gotta say?
I know how to do it on your phone, babe.
Babe.
Okay. You got a good amount of people.
Come on.
10 people.
Now I talk to my people.
Okay, so for everybody stating their opinions about me and my husband, I can't go on my shit because some ignorant ass hoes got me fucking blocked for 30 days. So I'm in Facebook jail right now. But since y'all want to go on his page, We just gonna settle this shit now. I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna be done with this shit and let y'all little ignorant ass, no class assholes talk after this shit. Me and my husband, we're married. Me and my husband ain't going nowhere. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't give two fucks at that, not even one, about y'all opinions. Y'all on here talking about, oh, I'm just stating my opinion. It don't mean shit to us. So why the fuck waste your time and energy and your motherfucking time out of the day and your life to sit up here and keep on saying it? That's your opinion. We don't care. At the end of the day, everything is done. We're legally motherfucking married. I'm 18. I'm grown now. Talking about, oh, you just a baby. I'm 18, bitches. I moved out my mama house when I was 16. 16. 16. Fucking 16. What did I do? Get a job. Pregnant and all, working. Pregnant. Fucking working. At 16 with no motherfucking body. I ain't had nobody. My mama was a druggie. Nobody, never had nobody. I'm not saying this to show to have no sympathy or looking for sympathy. Nobody sympathizing with me. This is not what it's for. I'm just letting y'all know that I don't give a fuck about y'all opinions. It don't mean shit to me. It don't, because at the end of the day, everybody have a life to live. Okay, so what? He's 46, not 50. Thank you. He's 46. Half of y'all motherfucking mammies, he probably fucked half of y'all motherfucking peoples. Probably fucked your mammies. And you got y'all daddies mad, and some of y'all motherfuckers mad at him because he on his shit and we both on our shit. And the fuck? Y'all just mad because I'm happy. Deja always gonna be happy. No, y'all hoes thought that I wasn't never gonna be shit because of my past. That's what the fuck y'all thought, and I proved y'all wrong. That's why y'all hoes really mad. But at the end of the day, that shit ain't even working, because at the end of the day, I'ma do me. We gonna do us. I'ma continue wear this motherfucking rock on my finger, and I don't give a fuck what a bitch gotta say. I don't. Because at the end of the day, I'ma live my life. I'm going to live my life to the fullest. We only have one life, and that's what y'all fail to realize. Wake the fuck up. How about that? Wake the fuck up. And I don't give a fuck about all that laughing ass shit, because at the end of the day, y'all retarded. Y'all ignorant in the mind. Y'all ignorant for y'all to say, oh, you young and this and that. Okay, yeah, I'm young. So why would I want to be, just because I'm young, why would I want to be with a, if I got, my mind is more mature than being with a motherfucking young ass nigga. Why would I want to be with a young ass nigga? And motherfucking, he wanna lay and play. He don't know shit. Like you said, like y'all said, how I'm young and my mind ain't open all the way. Okay, well, a young nigga is even worse than a young female. Why the fuck would you think that I wanna sit around and be with a young nigga that wanna fuck other people and don't got his mind made up, don't know what he want, don't wanna commit, don't wanna get out his mama house, don't wanna do that? Why the fuck would I want that? That's not what I want. I don't want that. I want to be with a nigga that know what the fuck he want in life. I want to be with a nigga that got his stacked up his bread. I want a nigga like that. I don't want no nigga that want to go be with this. And half of them niggas y'all fucking with is motherfucking faggots. They fucking faggots. And I know faggots. I got friends that's faggots that motherfucking tell me about y'all niggas getting fucked. About y'all niggas getting fucked. Come on, that. Come on. Be for real. Wake the fuck up, you sad ass hoes. Y'all talking about me? I know. Half of y'all motherfucking hoes get mad because y'all niggas undercover faggots. That's all that is. But at the end of the day, a bitch can't go around saying, my nigga no faggot. My nigga don't play that.
Look at my stats, bitch.
For real. Nigga got plenty bread. My nigga, we can own the whole motherfucking, we can own half of the shit around this bitch. We can own half of that. We ain't got time for that shit. We don't. I don't even fuck with nobody. For y'all to come out, okay, y'all always claim, oh girl, you fucked that in. At least I got the balls to say I am, bitch. At least I got the balls to say I am. I done fuck people. And I got the balls, bitch. That's all that matter. I got the balls. I can say that. And you know why I can say that? Because I changed. I changed, bitch. How about you do that? How about you change and stop being with a nigga that's fucking faggots? How about that? How about you change, bitch? How about you get your money up and worry about yourself? How about that? Why y'all, that's what's wrong with y'all young ass hoes. Y'all talking about me? I'm the youngest hoe out here in Fort Pierce that always stayed on my shit. That always, even through all this bullshit I went through in my life, Guess what? My mind was straight. That's what got me here. I kept my head on. I kept reaching my goals. I got a whole scholarship. I'm finna be going to college, become a registered nurse. I can go to college and it's free. I ain't gotta pay a dime. Bitch, I'm sitting on money more than you hoes. Thank y'all motherfucking sitting on shit. Y'all ain't sitting on shit. Y'all running around chasing niggas wearing Duke ass draws. Fucking faggots. Bitch, I ain't never gonna be one of you hoes. Never. And that's what y'all motherfucking want me. But at the end of the day, I ain't even worried about this shit. Cause a bitch ain't gonna step to me. A bitch in a stove. Y'all know I'm in Fort Pierce. Fort Pierce is small. For y'all hoes talking about me, y'all see me and my husband. Why the fuck y'all don't say nothing? Cause y'all ain't got the balls. Y'all know I step on one of you bitches. And that's real, bro. I step on one of you bitches. And y'all know that. So don't even do all that internet rapping y'all got going on and stating y'all opinions. Y'all know y'all ain't gonna come to me for real like that. Y'all already know that. And I don't even come out of character unless a bitch fuck with me. And this shit right here, it ain't fucking with me. But at the same time, y'all motherfucking coming at me sideways and disrespecting me and mine. But at the same time, Fort Pierce ain't no big city, bro. What it do, huh? What it do? It ain't no big city. Y'all hoes see me riding around. Y'all see all these nice cars. And no, he got his own keys. He got his own keys to all four of the cars. Bitch, I don't have to do that. I don't have to talk about that's his shit. I ain't gotta do none of that shit. Let me tell you why. This is my shit. My shit. He got his keys. All four of his. I got all four of mine. I don't need to drive around nobody's shit that ain't never been me. I don't need that. I got a license. He got a license. Some of y'all hoes ain't even got that. Some of y'all niggas and hoes be riding around in rental cars for the weekend, trying to figure out what the fuck y'all gonna do in a fucking company car. Bitch, this shit, we own this shit, bitch. We own this. Y'all hoes mad, cause y'all see us on that shit. Applaud us instead of trying to talk bad about us when y'all ain't even got y'all shit right. Applaud us, bitch. Bow down to us, cause that's what y'all hoes need to do. Bow down, bitch. Bow down. The fuck? Rainbow. Kiss the motherfucking rain, bitch. That's what y'all need to motherfucking do. Bitch ain't on that shit. Y'all hoes mad and jealous because y'all ain't got this shit. At the end of the day, y'all can't stand to see nobody happy. That's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all can't stand to see nobody happy. Y'all can't stand that. Y'all can't even stand somebody trying to change for the better and do better for themselves. Y'all can't stand that. Y'all want a bitch.
You should have been proud of me.
Y'all, you
know where I come from.
Exactly. Exactly. Should be proud of me instead of motherfucking down talking me. Y'all wonder why all y'all black people keep getting killed. Y'all wonder why y'all start trying to compete with us each other all of us black people trying to compete with each other, us killing each other. Then you got the cops killing each other because they think we wild rabbit ass animals. Y'all need to wake the fuck up, man. Y'all need to wake up, man. For real. And his pussy ass talking about, I'ma put his whole family in the casket. I'ma put his whole family casket if that nigga stepped to me. Pussy ass boy, you don't know who my husband is. Go look him up. You don't know him. Cause if y'all know Mike Huckabuck, if y'all know him, y'all know to stay the fuck away. That's what y'all know. But see, you got some young dumbass motherfuckers that want to try you until you snap and motherfucking shit happened. Then want to get scared, checking out y'all boots. No, that's what y'all wanted. Y'all asked for it. Then y'all want to run to the motherfucking police. Shit, that shit sad as fuck. Shit sad. Keep on. Y'all hoes gonna get what the fuck y'all looking for. The end of the day, y'all opinions don't fucking matter. You know why? Because at the end of today, I'm going to be with my husband no matter what y'all say. No matter how many opinions are down his timeline and mine, it doesn't matter. We're still going to be together, so y'all can keep being mad, keep saying what y'all want to say. At the end of the day, like I said, this all started from a post about me saying that half of y'all motherfuckers around here being out 2 o'clock in the morning, leaving y'all kids home and they ain't got on no clothes and dirty and shit like that. And y'all out clubbing 2 a.m. If, first of all, bitch, if that's where the shoe fit, wear it. Because I never even said, I wasn't even talking about that dumbass girl. Wasn't even talking about her. Wasn't even talking about her. She shared my shit, thought she was funny, so I checked that hoe, and now you want to go to, oh, looking, scoping on my motherfucking Facebook. You and your dumbass friends want to scope on my Facebook and shit, scope on his Facebook. Y'all groupies. Y'all got a motherfucking get clout together. Y'all groupies. Y'all some groupie assholes. And that's just that, man. I stand alone. You ain't see me tagging nobody and shit. Why? Because I stand alone. I handle my shit by myself. I don't need no bitch for nothing. I don't even have friends. I ain't even cool with a lot of motherfuckers like that. My circle real fucking small. And that's because I can't trust now one of you bitches around my motherfucking nigga. That's why my circle small. And I don't fuck with you hoes. So at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what y'all gotta say, because I'ma be with my husband regardless of the situation. So y'all can kiss our ass respectfully, because we don't care. We're still gonna do us, live our life, and that's it.
Excuse me.
Because y'all just, it's just jealousy at this point.
Jealousy, huh? I really don't think
that's
it's
crazy.
Jealousy. They're trying to warn you, though.
Yeah, man, this shit is like, y'all gotta do better than this. Y'all have to do better. Y'all have to do better. Because this shit don't make no sense at all. Y'all sad. Y'all really fucking sad for even seeing some shit like that. Y'all sad. That means y'all mean to tell me for y'all to say claim y'all got it like that and y'all working and doing this thing. Y'all ain't got shit going for y'allself. Y'all got to sit up here and motherfucking and waste y'all time and looking on our pages and looking at every detail in the picture on every motherfucking picture in our shit. Y'all have no life. Y'all have no life. Y'all have no life at all. You have to sit up there and motherfucking try to do all that shit and scoping on our shit. Y'all ain't got no life. Y'all don't have no job. Y'all don't have no job. Come on, baby. Let me just put y'all on to a job. Because y'all don't have one. Y'all don't. While I'm sitting up here living my best life, I'm getting fat as shit. Because this nigga got me getting fat. I don't care about what the fuck y'all got going on. I don't. I'm happy. Y'all, I live a motherfucking, some shit that happened in the past, and my past was horrible, but at the same time, I done changed. I am not that old Deja. I am a new Deja. I am not that old Deja. I have changed. Not for nobody else, for me. For me. For fucking me, man. Sending a pinch for my bro. Oh, yeah, I'm always gonna stand in the paint for him, because at the end of the day, y'all hoes, like, what? Like, what's the point of y'all telling me? What's the point of y'all saying all that, talking about, oh, it ain't, that's nasty, he a predator and stuff like that? Okay, he ain't with y'all. So what? So fucking what? So what? So what? Y'all just mad because half of y'all mammies be in his inbox, and now y'all mad because y'all trying to motherfucking get back from y'all mammies, because y'all mammies, he done put y'all mammies in the place of fucked out y'all motherfucking mammies. Half of y'all mammies fucked out and ran through. Ask y'all mammies by Mike Huckabee. Fuck. Bitches mad. Y'all bitches mad.
Them hoes so funny. This shit is funny, man.
Shit is really sad. Like, y'all, man.
I wouldn't even waste my energy on them little dumb girls, man. I wouldn't even waste that my energy.
Y'all hoes is sad. Like, that shit is so crazy, though. Y'all is really sad, and it shows. It shows how much motherfuckers.
What Cardi B said, babe?
Oh, press. Y'all motherfuckers is press. And I know some of y'all on here trying to motherfucking take sides and talk, you know, I don't give a fuck about y'all. Y'all can shut the fuck up. Fuck y'all too. Anyways, like I was saying, motherfucking, yeah, y'all sad. Motherfucking mammies and shit done got fucked out. Now y'all mad. Oh, yeah, Keisha B. Somebody, you know, kid. Oh, somebody, she said, wait, 4 to 6. Yeah, he just turned 4 to 6 yesterday. But yeah, and I went all out for my baby daddy. I showed you. At the end of the day, not one of you older hoes older hoes or younger hoes that been with him have done anything for him. Have done anything for him. And that's why he love me so much, because I'm a genuine person and I'm real about mine. And I do whatever. I don't give a fuck. At the end of the day, I jump in front of a bullet for this nigga, so I don't care what the fuck y'all got going on. At the end of the day, that's what happens when people see you happy. That's what happens. But you know what? You got to be that strong woman. He got to be that strong man. He got to be that. I got to be that. In order for us to work through all this shit here with y'all fat assholes. But this shit ain't going to make me or break me. It ain't going to make him or break him. Because at the end of the day, we going to be together whether y'all like it or not. The fuck? At the end of the day, I've been grown since I was 16, getting a job, taking care of my child by myself. Jumpin'
Joe, that's a radio station, dude. Jumpin' Joe, yeah, the radio station. Oh. I just let you know how serious this shit is. I got niggas at the radio station, radio host.
Man, we can go. Man, listen, we can go in clubs like we did last night. We can go in clubs.
Too.
And yeah, we can go in all type of clubs and don't gotta pay a dime. We don't pay for no cups. We can, but we don't. We pay for bottles, bitch. Y'all broke ass hoes. Y'all gotta spend $20, $10, $15 to get in the club and to buy a drink and shit. We ain't gotta do that. That's something we don't have to do, because that's what we is. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. Y'all have to do that, because y'all ain't got shit. Y'all ain't got no plugs and connections. And y'all mad. Y'all mad. We can go anywhere we please and be all right. The fuck?
Protect this nigga.
I always protect my baby. I don't give a fuck what y'all hoes got to say. All y'all hoes trying to motherfucking talk y'all shit. Fuck y'all opinion. Okay, and if he a predator, he my predator. He's mine. He's not with y'all. I'm 18, so I'm grown. I didn't know that being 18 was something wrong with that. If I recall, some of y'all 18 and still stay with y'all mammies. I'm just saying. Some of y'all still stay with y'all mammies. I'm grown as fuck. I can do what the fuck I please. When the fuck I please. I can walk around my house butt booty naked. I don't give a fuck, because it's my shit. And it's mine. I pay bills. We pay bills. Take care of our kids. Nobody give a fuck. No one cares. Because at the end of the day, ain't nobody going to make me or break me like I said. Ain't nobody going to do it. No one cares about y'all opinions. Keep stating y'all opinions. Because at the end of the day, y'all wasting y'all time. Not mine. Because at the end of the day, guess what? That shit, I'm not finna argue with y'all. That shit don't make me no money. That shit don't make me no money. I don't give a fuck. That shit don't make me shit. It don't make me shit. Because at the end of the day, none of you hoes can come to me face to face and tell me how you feel. As many times as y'all hoes done see me in a store, none of y'all hoes can't come to me and say, oh, he nasty. Why you with him? All that shit y'all saying about me and him, y'all can't come and tell me that to my face. And if y'all could, y'all would get y'all ass drug up out of anywhere y'all at, in the store, whatever. Y'all would get y'all ass drug. And y'all pussy-ass niggas, the niggas that y'all with, they think that if whatever that nigga think he's sporty and shit, his ass is getting motherfucking dropped right then and up. Nobody care. Nobody don't give a fuck about that. It's what y'all failing to realize. We don't care. We don't care. We don't give a fuck. It's not going to stop us from motherfucking being married, because, hey, we married. Man, we need to go get some gas. Let's go get him. Well, yeah, man. This shit is. That's all I had to say. I'm not finna keep going on and on and on about that shit, man. It is what it is, man. I'm out here on the countryside at my mama's house that I left when I was 16 years old. And shit, so it don't even matter.
Put it online, man. Put it online.
Y'all look fucked up, because last night, Nigga, fuck my lashes off. Hey, kiddos.
At your mama house, huh?
Hey. Mama, baby. Hey. Yeah. Huh? All right. Hey, Niecy Pooh. Mwah. She eating? That's your dad. No, you know, that's not. No, it's not, but he probably fucked your mom, so that's probably why you're saying that. She says she had her mouth on. I'm asking. Y'all ready to go? Ma, don't put on no clothes that you got here. She got clothes at the house.
No, I'm
saying, like, put her on some clothes that, did you wash some clothes that I had gave you? That she had on?
No, it was just a white onesie that's down there. I washed
myself. Oh, all right. Oh, okay. Hey, I love you. You have fun, Grandma? Take that one and give you this one.
So I can dress her and change her diaper.
Oh. Fit, baby. I'm not going nowhere.
Stop. Okay. We got another one. We got another one. It's so many things and contradictions in that video. I tell you what. If those kids his, because you kept saying our kids, and baby this and that, he need to be in jail. He need to be in jail. If them his kids, he need to be in jail. So much y'all can go anywhere you want to and be good. Let's see if he can go to jail and be good. That's what we want to know. That's what we want to see. See if you can go to jail and be good. Huh? Because if he was doing something with you before you was 18, while you were 17, 16, 15, 14, he need to be in jail. I'm going to ask you this question. Where is your daddy? Where is your doggone daddy? That couldn't be my daughter, boy. Me and him will be scrapping. Wouldn't be no rapping. That pistol would be tapping. And I ain't capping. Listen here, man. I'm going to take a break. Y'all marinate. Let it marinate. Let it soak in. Think about it. When I come back, I got much more to say. A lot more to say. A lot more to say. That's what I'm telling you. If you think this conversation is over, something wrong with you. Now, this is what y'all need to share. This podcast here, this episode here, you need to share. Blast it. Because if that man is them kids' daddy, he need to be in jail. Let's hold court in the streets on this one. Let's hold court on the streets. Dead wrong. Not because you your age, because that was your goddaughter that you helped raise. And then you married her. This ain't no 20s and 30s, man. What's wrong with you? That is not okay. You've been looking at babies, man. You've been looking at babies. I want to hear what Charleston White got to say about this. That's another brother y'all need to listen to. I want to know. I got to know. Are those your kids, man? I don't care if you had one with them. Is it yours? Somebody tell me. I'm losing my mind in here, man. I'm losing my mind in here because I'm thinking about my daughters. My little cousins. My sisters. You think it's a joke? After this commercial, I'll be back. Welcome back. Yep, I'm still hot, still heated. I'm still bothered by this whole situation. I had to take a break. I'm back. My frame is still the same. Jail, man. If, indeed, you were messing with that girl the whole time. If, indeed, those kids are yours, you need to go to jail. He need to go to jail, y'all. Ain't no other way to say it. He need to go to jail. And I'm sorry, y'all know sometimes we go on topics that get me like this. That little professional voice and all that's out the window. The man need to go to jail. If indeed he was doing those things. That's right. Now, moving forward, I found another clip. I found a clip of the girl mama. Now, let me tell you something. I was already thinking, now if you say your mama was a druggie, you left her house and this and that, what the hell you leaving your kids with the druggie mama for? And you talked about, I'm talking about the young lady Daisy now. I don't want to go too hard on her because she is still a baby. She might be a little bit more mature in the mind from being around older people, but she's still a kid. My daughter's same age as she is. I know where my daughter mine at. She thinks she know, but she don't. If the man was doing this, he need to go to jail. You said you talked about a girl with baby no clothes on, but your baby had no clothes on. You wanted to take the baby home with no clothes on. Your mama asked you. It was clear to hear in the video. I saw the baby on the video. A diaper was on it. You was taking the baby. Your mama say, you gonna take the baby home naked? No. You can't talk about somebody else and then you're doing the same thing. You think a couple cars and a few dollars is something? Nigga ain't rich. Excuse my language, y'all. Excuse my language. When I get upset, my mind go back to the hood. My mind go back to the hood. I apologize. This is ridiculous. Took me a while to even talk about it, address it, because I didn't know, you know, how it would come out, how I would feel. Now I know. I knew then, but I just, you know, sometimes you got to not address certain things at the moment. At the moment, I couldn't address it. This is a couple weeks later now. I couldn't address it then because I might say something too crazy. I'm hot. I don't look at little girls like that. I never look at a goddaughter, a niece. I never look at my young little cousins. I don't do that. It's not in my mind frame. God didn't put that in my heart. Hopefully he don't put it in y'all heart either. Something wrong with that, man. Sick. I found the clip of the girl mama. Now you done talked about your mama, but you're going to your mama house. Jesus Christ. Good God Almighty. Tell me this. What world are we living in? It's the stuff Tupac used to talk about. Getting these people out of here. By death or jail? They need to be in one. Okay? They definitely need to be in one or the other. Let's find the clip of a mother. The mother that she said, you know, she is estranged from. Now, as this story get deeper, the more upset I get. You need to go to jail, man. Where is Deja's daddy? Where is Deja's uncles? Where is Deja's brothers? Where is Deja's homies? Homies. Not homegirls, homies. Okay? These are the questions I ask. Let's listen to what a mom had to say, man. Go ahead and speak your truth, mama. We're going to play the clip.
Ew, she said that? You 18, you fucked out already, girl. My pussy tighter than yours. You 18, I'm 42. What the hell they do that at? I ain't hear that. Okay, good morning. Hey, y'all. Yes, I'm back again. Okay.
Stupid.
So Deja didn't take it. Look, Deja was living right over here when she, with that one. See her? That's Bree Driver. She was at Bree Driver's house. Cause I was locked up in jail for my oldest daughter. Her name is Karma 23 on Facebook. Y'all know her name is Jericho Wilford. Yes. So I was in jail with a gun charge because I was trying to defend my child. Because the little boy Flea, who is Andrea Mon's son, he molested Deja when she was two. I let Flea and DeAndre and Crystal come and stay in my house, and Flea molested my baby. That's why I put Flea out my house when me and Chris Wilson was going together. So I went to jail defending my child. So when she was 16, which she was fucking with Mike then, I didn't know. People was coming into Rock Road telling me stuff. When I got home, I found out the shit was true. The day before Father's Day, he put her ass out because he thought she was trying to creep with some little young boy.
Oh, no.
But she came over here and got money from me to buy him a Father's Day gift. The mother who doesn't do shit. The junkie. The one who was never there. See, y'all motherfuckers talking that shit. That hoe ain't take care of shit. She only bill she ever paid was a cell phone bill. Okay? She ain't never had her own house. She just getting little jobs. And I had to push her to do that. I've been telling her for years to get a job. Finally, she got a job and she holds jobs. She works very hard. At the same time, she's a fucking liar. Bitch, I took good care of you. When my cousin Tanisha Broadnecks disappeared and hid, God bless her there, disappeared and hid with your ass. Yeah, that was me. When my Aunt Gracie Gordon, I used to send packages to my grandma's house, which is my Aunt Gracie house now because grandma don't pass away. So guess what? You know, when I sent them packages, she would give them to Nisi and Nisi would turn around and sell them bitches to my Aunt Gracie. And my Aunt Gracie would buy them for my little niece, Moet, Erica's daughter, my brother Janelle's daughter. Yeah, so all that, I ain't do shit for her type shit. That shit came from Jersey. That's what happened with that. And then when she got missing, when Jericho and Jabril came home, when DCF brought them on a motherfucking plane, I went to Atlantic City and picked them up from the airport. If they happy, it's too late. They doing this and they doing, she coming. No, bitch, I ain't no deadbeat ass mama. Y'all got me fucked up. I'm a good ass motherfucking mother and a good grandmother. And y'all hoes that don't know me, don't comment on me, because y'all bitches don't know me. You inbox me, talk to me, ask me something, and I'm going to tell you what's real. I'm going to tell you the truth. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to lie on you. I don't have time for that bullshit. I don't condone in that shit. I don't. Mike, you 50-some years old. Somebody, you 46. Boy, stop lying. You older than me. You older than my. You older than Tommy Lee. That part. You right there. You went to school with Tutu then. Who married Mario? Come on now. You come on now. Y'all grew up around each other on 23rd. You was an old ass motherfucker giving worms to kids. And when Deja was 2 years old, bitch, you used to be at my house at right on Levin Street. It was a pink and blue house. I painted it. Me, Chris, and Deja, and Jerrica, and Jay Brill, we all painted that damn house. Blue paint, did some work, and soup paint.
My bad. I got an Android. I don't like iPhones, so it is what it is. They've been picking at me for years. I'm a dinosaur, so I like my Androids. Anyway, my shit went down. So, yes, here I go. Deja, listen, ain't nobody jealous of you. No one's hating on you. But what y'all need to understand is the statute of limitations. Did I say that on Facebook? The statute of limitations. Can you say
7 years?
7 years? Can you say can you say statutory rape? Can you say y'all was fucking at 16 when you were 16? Can you say that, Miss? I'm so goddamn. I had to take care of myself. Ooh, tag yourself, baby. You don't know how to. Oh shit. I can't break. That's it right now, ain't it?
No, that's for me to join, Mom. It's all right. I'll share it when you.
Okay.
Huh?
So y'all listen. Don't do this. Cause this is not what you want. It's really not. And I said what I had to say. Ain't nobody mad. And Mike, you back there hyping her up. Mike, you remember when you used to play with Deja when she was 2 years old? When she used to come to y'all, she used to come to my house. Y'all used to come to my house. You remember that time you was playing with her and you and Dip had came over there and I cooked that fish and grits and shit. And I had just took Jay Brill and Jericho to school and me and Chris were sitting in the living room watching TV. And then you brought your fat ass over there. You remember you came in and you sat in my red chair right next up to the right hand side of the living room. Yeah, you don't remember that? And then Deja had woke up from her nap and you was playing with her. She was two. She the same size as her baby now. You was looking at her then, wasn't you? I sure hope you ain't sucking on my grandbaby pussy. Huh? Don't be doing that. Cause she sure like to gap her fucking legs open with your rapist ass. Now, y'all want some ignorant ass shit? There you go. There goes some facts for your ass. Y'all, little girls who don't know me, stop talking about I'm late and I came late. And Deja was standing right here with Jay Brill in this motherfucking apartment. And I begged my daughter to let her stay. Did I beg you to let her stay here? And you kept saying, no, Mom, I want to put this bitch out because she hard-headed and grown and don't want to listen. Jay, the only requirement was to go to school, bitch. Go to school and make something of yourself. See, all my kids, I don't want them to be like me. I want them to be better. So that one right there, the only one really listen. Jericho listens somewhere, but that one right there, oh, she listens. She listens. She listens. The only thing that's a little better with Jericho is Jericho use her manners. She's very respectful. She'll use her manners on your ass in a minute. She's very respectful. Danger? That, huh? What? No? Huh? Disrespectful ass, stupid bitch. You need to be black, my ties, hoe. We got whoopers for shit like that. And as far as me being a junkie, like I said, 6/24/15 is my clean date from powder cocaine, bitch. That's my clean date. And I took care of you your whole life, bitch. So stop fucking lying. Talk about ain't nobody take care of you. And Mike, you ain't want to do nothing but suck that little girl pussy the whole time. Talk about you had to look out for her. No, you didn't. Bitch, you straight pimping. Straight pimping. Like her dumb ass gave you $3,000 for what? Bitch, you got a broke ass fucking Pontiac sitting at Ashley house right now. Your mom, your adopted mom. You can't even fix your own car but taking care of him and fixing his shit. You dumb ass hoe. So go be happily fucking dumb and married. Go ahead. Shit, that's you. Just leave me alone. Because, see, I don't do this. You was just over here hugging and kissing on me day before yesterday, bitch. Mama, I love you. I miss you. All this dumb ass shit. You was just here. My cousin Mika Gordon was right here. My homeboy Joe Bell was right here. You were just literally here. And then the next day, you go online and talk about me like that? Girl, you done lost your motherfucking mind. Then you a pussy because I asked you last night on the phone and you lied. Look, girl, find something safe to do like I said, honey, because you know I play with them spirits, baby. I don't go to church, okay? I don't do none of that. I play with the spirits. You think I wear shit like this for nothing? Stop playing before I send them spirits at y'all ass. That's what the fuck I said and that's what I meant.
fuck wrong with y'all? Did y'all? Yeah, why she didn't go to her real mama house? Why she came to her sister's house where she was staying at when she was 16? What she was saying when she was 15? Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. She wasn't living here. She was working and doing her own thing, living in her own place. Bitch, you ain't never had your own place. You said the projects now. Rent free. Stop playing. So y'all need to stop trying to wage a war because statutory rape is real in every state, okay? Somebody tag the sheriff's office and let them know she was 16 when they first started fucking.
Oh, yeah, we gonna do that.
Do that.
We gonna do that.
Stop playing with
me. We gonna do that.
I ain't got no goddamn sense.
Where the heroes at?
I need to wake him back. You finished rolling?
I need the heroes. I need the heroes to
and
step up.
And I'm very legal, too. I showed my shit last night. I know y'all seen my weed card. I'm finna fucking smoke my medicine and enjoy myself this morning.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Mm-mm, she probably going to the mailbox.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? I'm so sorry that this shit is so goddamn ghetto. And she talking about no class. Bitch, you learned that word from me. Your dumb ass don't even know what class means. When somebody come around you, you don't say, oh, hi, this is such and such and this is such and such. That's called class. That's what's called class. But see, guess what? I'm going to tell you something. My mama is dead and gone, right? And it hurts when you lose your parent. It really does. I don't have any, my real biological father passed away when I had met him. I was 18 when I first met him. And he passed away 10 months after I met him. Okay. So when I did meet him, he righted my life and he made me feel better. Now, Robert Smith, he on my Facebook, that's Asia Daddy. He's staying in Palm Beach, he live in Vero now, but he was staying in Palm Beach, and we lost contact for a very long time. Plus, I was out there hard snoring that powder for a while. Like, shit just, it kind of went down. Life took a really hard turn for me. But I worked it out, and I got back on track, and I'm good. And I don't mess with nobody, and I'm straight. Hey, boo, how you doing this morning? See? People love me. Don't be mad. And you can never be me. Be yourself. I had to fix my life. I had to go through what I went through. I had to go through my little addiction that I had. Okay? But that shit was whole 6 years ago. I promise you I'm not finna apologize no more. Try, please. I did mine. Now you do your part. And if you don't accept my apology, apparently you didn't because you still talking about it. So let me know that you didn't, that the shit that you be doing is okay. And I accept that. I accept that you mad. But it's all right. But when I leave this state, I ain't to my dying because I ain't dying until I'm about 125, honey. And I look good as fuck. That part. So I ain't finna go nowhere no time soon. But when I move from Fort Pierce and Mike start beating your ass like he did all them other young girls, don't call me. Don't call Jericho. Don't call Jay Brill. Don't call nobody. Don't call Mika. Don't call nobody. Don't call my cousin Brian. Don't try to call Poo Poo because he tried to get your dumb ass to come to West Virginia, you stupid bitch. And Mike got mad and wanted you to stay here. Cousin Poo Poo tried to get you to come to Jersey. West Virginia just a couple months ago. When Poo Poo was just here? When Poo Poo was just here? About 2 months ago now? About going on 2 months now. Try to get her to come up there. No, she didn't want to go. And then Mike got mad because, you want to go? You just going to move up there and you ain't say nothing about me and the kids coming, bitch. Why would she bring you and your fucking kids? She trying to go better herself. Her dumb ass supposed to be in Florida State in college right now. You told her to go to a community college right after she graduated from Central. Well, her dumb ass stayed and followed you. Now she over there playing Cinder fucking Rella. You dumb ass. Julio and Ramundo. Hey, babies. I'm gonna beat your ass. Why you ain't in school, boy? Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about. I got something for you when you get out of school, too. I got you. I got you a nice gift.
He going to school right now.
Wait a minute.
That's what I said. He going right now. I told him, my little fat baby, I can't wait till he get out of school. I got a nice little gift for him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, that's what's up.
Home, boy, get that baby in the center because his dad don't like to go to school.
Somebody needs some of this? This shit will make you smart. It'll make a dumb bitch smart, I'm just saying.
Lord have mercy.
Like Scooby.
Lord have mercy.
Jinkies, I had an idea. I'm smart today.
Boy, this is crazy.
Oh, shit. Y'all don't get me started out here with this bullshit. Hey, sis. Thank you for the text. So I seen it. Thank you. I ain't even mad, child. I'm out here smiling. I ain't even wait. I ain't back yet, but I'm finna care about you. I was the one sitting in Rock Road begging Bree to let you come and stay here. Shit, Ashley, right before I went to jail in 19, told me, oh, you need to hurry up and get your place because when Deja turns 16, I don't know what's going to happen. She didn't want the little bitch in her house. Right. Like, she didn't even want to be bothered with her.
Story so, coming out.
Y'all let Deja fool y'all if y'all want to.
No, she ain't fooling nobody.
She's a big-ass liar. She's ungrateful as fuck. She's very selfish, and she ain't shit. And hopefully she will be something one day. I pray that my baby will see the light one day, but for me to kiss her ass and try to chase her down and do all this shit, bitch, you got me fucked up. I ain't finna chase you. Who the fuck is you? Fuck you. Fuck you. I love you. I pray for you, but just leave me alone. But if you keep fucking with me, like I said, I will send the spirits at you. I don't give a damn who you is. What? Oh, the weed. I'm sorry. I'm coming. How do you, my little boo child? Please. What's up, boy?
Yeah, this is crazy.
All right. Even.
This is crazy.
Anybody got anything to say? Go ahead and say it. Please do. Please do. Please do. Please do. Go ahead and say it. And you want to ask anything, any questions? Go ahead and say it. Please do.
I want to put it all out though. I'm going to find out who this mama is.
Thank you.
We going to find out who this mother is. That's what I'm going to find out. Now, I got the whole story. What I assumed was true. What I assumed was true. He need to be dead. And he need to be... Oh, and she got her daddy... All the questions I had has been answered. Daddy from Palm Beach, so I know he don't play no games. I told you, that's where I'm from, Palm Beach. We about 30 minutes away from them, not even maybe. I got to find out what's going on with this case. He need to be in jail. If you ever hear this podcast or this show, I'm not on the radio no more. Our radio show got canceled, but we still going strong with the podcast. If you hear this podcast, spread it. Spread the word. Not only spread the word, call the police. I don't even call the police. Call the police. If it's any real ones still living out there, you know what to do. You know what to do. Big grown man, keep that man away from your daughter. That's what I was going to say. I'm all messed up right now, man. Keep that man away from your daughter. Mama says she like to keep her legs open. You better keep that man away from your daughter. If anybody know her, send this podcast to her. Share it. I want them to hear me. I am not a coward. I'll say it to your face. I said to his face, and I'm going to call the people on him, and whatever it is, it is. He need to be in jail. Keep him away from your children. God Almighty. Now we're going to take another break. I'm not trying to put too much on you. I'm not trying to overbear you with this crazy. Oh, God. Not trying to do that. Doggone it, I'm mad. And if you listen to any of this and you're not upset and you're a parent, you need to go get some help. Go get some help for yourself. After this break, I'm coming back with the last installment. I got something else that need to be exposed. That's right. People like this, we gonna expose. We don't call the police where I'm from. We handle it like G's, you know. But when it comes to babies and kids, I'm calling the police. Grown man, B.I., we gonna handle that. How we handle it. Where I'm from, where he from, where they from, where our state. Everybody know about South Florida. Y'all know, dangerous place. Dangerous place. We don't call police down here. But when it's something like that, we'll call them. We got to protect our babies and kids. Death is what he need to really seek. He really need to meet. Death. He need to go to jail for a long time. Stop him before he does it to the baby. Stop the nigga. This the second episode I got out of character and called a black person a nigga. It's not right. I'm sorry. I apologize for all my other listeners, but we do not do this. This is unacceptable, satanic, and devious behavior from a grown man, an old grown man. We're going to take a break. I'm coming back. I got one more thing to let you hear before I dismiss this episode. Oh, yeah, we're going to hear it. I'll be back. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the third installment of this show. Let me clear up a few things when I say he should seek death and death should come upon him. Those are not my words. Those are not my words. That's what the Bible talks about. The Bible says it. Scriptures, if you believe in the Bible. Unworthy, unfit to live, man. And we all do things wrong, but that is a heinous crime. That is an abomination. That is worthy of death. That will drive somebody to kill somebody. I'm not going to kill him, you know. I'm mad, but I'm not going to kill him. I would never kill him. I'm just saying. How? What's going on? I'm so confused. I don't understand these people in the world that do things like this to babies. I just don't get it. I'm never going to get it because it's not in me to do no stuff like that, man. Look here. We're going to listen to this call or this video or clip or however you want to call it. I can't think straight right now. Forgive me, y'all. Bear with me. But these are the stories I have to expose. These are the stories I got to talk about. I know sometimes we play, we joke and laugh on this show, but every time I hear something like this, I got to talk about it. I got to expose it. I got to do my part to get it out. Jail is awaiting you. And if you kill me for telling the truth, then so be it. Everybody remember me from being the man who fought for our kids and babies. Amongst these evil forces and spirits that's in these people. I done did a lot of wrong in my life. I cheated. I done had kids. I done did a lot of stuff. But we talking about the worst of the worst. No crime. But sin will go unpunished and unnoticed. I had to be in my jail. Not jail, but in my jail for many years because of the mistakes I made. I just been released over the last couple years from my own personal jail, paying for the mistakes I made along the way. But sins like this is no words to describe how sad and sick those kind of crimes are. You are going after defenseless kids, defenseless babies. Watch your baby. Don't have around that man. Don't have your kids around that man. He's not to be trusted. He's not to be trusted. Let's hear what this young lady got to say. This is the lady, the Deja, the young lady Deja, was referring to about calling. Calling that phone on that first installment of this podcast, the first video. This what created it all.
Bitch, because I'm a real bitch. I ain't going to talk about you on Facebook if I can't call your pussy ass Mike Huckabuck, bitch. Yeah, I just called your bitch. I called your bitch. I sure did call that pussy ass hoe. And I let that hoe know. Bitch, I went live about her. I let her know I went live about her. I let motherfucking Deja Huckabuck know I went fucking live about her. And Michael Huckabuck, bitch, I sure did. Tell myself, who is this? Oh, you don't remember me? I'm that bitch that was in Booker's Garden that stopped them hoes from beating your motherfucking ass. Dominique Niece, bitch. I'm that bitch that stopped that motherfucking fight. Bitch. Because I didn't even know you from a can of motherfucking paint. But I wasn't gonna let them do you like that. But then when I called you, bitch, because you talking about ask a bitch mama, so I asked my mama, I called you because I knew I went live about you. And I ain't no fake ass motherfucker. I ain't your friend. But I ain't no motherfucker that gonna talk about you on Facebook when I can't see your motherfucking face. So yes, I did called you that. Yes, I did. And I told you what my mama said. And that pussy nigga, and I called you on live. Bitch, fuck live. I called you on FaceTime. And I told you. Yeah? Did you tell us to ask our mama, right? Little ass girl. I asked my mama. And my mama told me, bitch. Cause the same way he came and shot my grade that shit up. Fuck nigga, one of y'all got popped too, bitch. And you ain't hit shit. Fuck nigga. Talking about calling that shit. That bitch make me. She on the phone listening, cause she shocked what I said. Yes, that bitch got full-blown AIDS, and I ain't gonna put who he gave it to on Facebook. And this was way when we stayed in the plaza, bitch. Then you want to get motherfucking mad. You want to get mad and tell the girl to hang up because she was trying to listen to what I got to say. Yeah, take it, eat, little bitch. And fuck, nigga, that's why I went back live on your pussy ass. Because I'm ready for you to go live on me, bitch. Cause you ain't fucking with me, my house, or nothing, bitch. And I make good and bitch, I work. I get him called fuck, nigga. Cause shit, my mama had to tell me shit. Bitch, somebody already was in four pills put me on point about you. Bitch, around here, time out some motherfucking, huh? Bitch, yeah, you know who I am, bitch. Bitch, read everything to you. You know who I am, bitch. Yeah, I call, bitch. Pussy ass nigga. Yeah, I call, and I went live about you, fuck nigga. And I invited your wife in the call since you don't want me to be your friend on Facebook. So, bitch, your wife is. And I added her in this call. So, I mean, in this live. So, if her ass want to get invited, she could come. If not, she ain't got to come. Oh, motherfucking well. But y'all pussy ass, like I said, don't put your Facebook. Don't put your shit on Facebook if you don't want a bitch opinion. And don't tell nobody to ask their mama if you don't want a bitch opinion. Cause that hoe was just stuck on the phone like, looked at Michael Huckabee like, damn nigga, you gave me AIDS. Yeah, bitch, I said that. Bitch, yes, I said that. Bitch, I just called you. And hold on, make me post that I was just on the phone with y'all bitches. Don't play with me. And I invited y'all in this call, but y'all ass don't want to pop up. Y'all don't want to pop up. Y'all don't want to pop up in this bitch. Y'all don't want to pop up in this bitch. I invited y'all in here. You stuck on the phone looking at me because I said your motherfucking nigga gave you AIDS. He did. Bitch, if I had AIDS, I won't be around here spreading that shit. Time I suck. Y'all mad because I'm married. Who mad about a nigga that got full-blown motherfucking AIDS? Bitch, not me. He ain't even cute. He, fuck that. I'm an average bitch. I don't give a fuck. I ain't got to look cute to nobody. That nigga ain't worth shit. That nigga, I don't give a fuck how much money he got. That nigga is ugly. He big. He little stank. Bitch, and I said what I said, and I'ma stand on what I said, nigga. Fuck wrong with you. Tell a bitch, stop going to his people's house. Bitch, that's my brother family. So, bitch, I'll be pulling up at every event now. Pulling up. Hey, used to be stepdaddy. Hey, Cornell Huckabee. Yeah, bitch. Fuck wrong with that pussy ass nigga, man. And she ain't even get disrespected at me, so I ain't gonna disrespect her. Cause she was listening to me. He gonna make her hang up. You so guilty? You don't want this girl to know you sick? You don't want her to know? Yo, pass this motherfucking blood. Listen, he don't want that girl to know he's sick. She was just on the phone with me. I just FaceTimed her. And I told her, I went live about your motherfucking husband. The bitch old as fuck. He fucked your motherfucking mama. And he got the nerve to fuck you knowing that he fucked up. He ain't nobody to brag about. He ain't nobody to talk about. And bitch, I can't never be hating or jealous. Cause bitch, I could have been married 30 years, bitch. 30 some years ago.
That's
the
ass.
She moved fast and that was her motherfucking ass. Who? A bitch told me a nigga killed me. The first way I would have been at the police station, this bitch gave me motherfucking AIDS. Not the city funny no bitch. Since I, you ain't tell the girl, cause she was just shocked on the phone with me. She ain't even disrespect me. She just said, who is you? I said, you know who I am, girl. I don't want who saved your ass for getting beat in Boogers Garden, girl. You know who I am. Bitch, look at the pictures. You know who the fuck I am.
Punish me.
She stopped. She, even though I was like talking all reckless, but she ain't disrespect me. She ain't say one word to me or nothing. She was just looking at him like, damn, Mike Huckabee, bitch, you sick and you ain't tell me. She looking at the nigga. I'm looking at her, looking at the nigga like, bitch, turn the phone. I want to see too. Shit, I'm trying to see why you finna answer these motherfucking questions, bitch. Don't ask a bitch to ask their mama. Cause our mamas go all the way back. Ho, when you was stealing your mama, your daddy balls, bitch. All the way back when you was in your daddy balls, bitch.
I won't even waste my time.
No, bitch, no. Because Mike Huckabuck, he got mad because I let the girl know. Hey, I did go live about you because your nigga fucked up. You told a bitch to ask their mama, so I asked my mama. And, bitch, I don't care what the fuck you want to hear. Mike Huckabuck, he over there looking at her. Because I don't know what he doing, because she's staring at him. Bitch, don't stare at him. You better ask him. Don't be scared to ask him on the phone with me, bitch. Talk. Talk. I'm looking at him. Talk. You 18 years old. You finna let this man fuck up your life? Oh, you got kids to live for. This bitch my own. The girl got more years than him. She gonna be with somebody else either way. She younger than him. She got a whole bunch of more years to go. Fuck, then she wanna classify. Listen, she gonna lie. Oh, he 46. How in the fuck is he 46 years old? When that bitch not been in motherfucking jail 2014 and he was 54. So the bitch gotta be 61. Ho, you fucking papa. Papa, not granddad, not goddaddy, papa, bitch. Fuck wrong with you. Not even her. Fuck wrong with him. Go tell her, hang up the phone, babe. Just hang up the phone. Ain't no hang up the phone. Ain't no hang up the phone. Let that girl motherfucking know, bitch. Right here. Let her know. Bitch, she hung up the phone, bro, because I ain't gonna lie. I promise you she finna answer. No. And she gave the name who you gave it to. Now look that bitch up. Stop playing with me. And answer. She might not be scared to tell you who she is. But, hey. Hey. Don't go spreading that shit around four pills. I'm going to let a bitch know. Don't go spreading that shit around there. People got kids to live for. Don't go to four pills spreading that shit around there, my boy. Dumb motherfucker sit there and did that to that little ass girl. Now, bitch, let that marinate in all y'all motherfucking state tonight. Don't fuck with that shit. And nobody can't be jealous about an ugly ass nigga. And I can't be jealous when my income sitting higher than a bitch. And bitch, when my house lay. And bitch, I a big ass house. Can never be jealous. And did this shit. And did this shit. Damn near by my motherfucking self. Period. Fuck wrong with a bitch. He gonna make the girl hang on the phone. She didn't say nothing. She was stuck. Bitch, I would have been stuck too. Shit like that. Nigga, you done. Bitch, I done married you. I'm all on Facebook bragging. Bitch, we done went viral. Bitch, and all this shit. Bitch, let's just get the money. He already fucked you up. You might as well be with him for life. I ain't even mad at you. Don't go spreading that shit around four pills. You right. That's settle down, baby girl. Keep him. You already fucked him. Keep him. Nobody don't want him. Keep him. Keep him. Keep him. Keep him. He fucked up. And don't think I'm jealous and I want him. I don't fuck behind my mama, baby daddy boyfriends. Bitch, I don't even go at my mama. I don't even go and fuck with niggas that my mama know. Huh. Bitch. Oh, you see my mama? Oh, you know my mama? Oh, I can't fuck with you. And I'm older than you, little bitch. You 18, ho. I got you by a couple of years, baby girl. Yeah. And then now nigga would have played me like that. Period. If I'm marrying you, ho, we going to the motherfucking health department, bitch. We going to know what we got through thick and thin to death do us apart. But that bitch took the fast way. Bitch, not me.
She took the money way.
Man, she took the fast way, bitch. Yo, bitch.
What a life, bitch.
I done got pissed off all over again. Lord, I hope it's not true, and I hope this man has not spread this disease to this young woman who is just about to start living her life. I need something to drink. I need some ginger ale. I need some ginger ale. I gotta have something to drink. I'm about to throw up. And I mean that. I'm about to physically throw up. My man, if it's true, brother, and you did this, and you're doing this, and I'm telling y'all now, watch your kids. Watch your kids. Watch your babies around this man. I'm going to go look him up. I want to know how old you are. Now I'm involved. Now I'm into you. I'm in your business. Yeah, yeah. You need to be in jail if it's true. You already needed to be in jail for being with that girl. But if you then gave her a disease and you knew about it and you didn't say a damn word, you need to be under the jail. You need to be dead. We don't need people like this on our earth. Now, for some of you, I know this is a lot to take in. Sound like a lot of ghetto and hood stuff. Well, damn, that's where we live. That's where we from. That's where we come from. Thank God I made it out and I'm living a better life. But this is what go on. Not that. That don't go on too often. Because, see, we used to get people up out of the neighborhood like that. One way or another. Turn them in. If you're listening to this and you know who he is, turn him in. Turn his ass in. Find out where he lives. Turn him in. I'm telling you, I'm preaching it. Turn him in. You out here with babies. You giving babies diseases. Turn him in. You sorry ass nigga. No, he's not an African-American Negro. He's a nigga. Look up the definition of a nigga. You know what? The girl in the last episode and this episode need to be friends. Switching out on your people. Your people done told her. We done heard it from your people. Man gonna destroy your life, sweetheart. It ain't too late. Don't wait till it's too late. Get away from him, run. Turn him in. Go find out what's going on inside your body, sweetheart. Somebody tell her. Somebody send this podcast to her. Let her hear how the ignorance plays out in order. Your mama, I'm a believer. I believe your mama. I believe the young lady mama, y'all. She told all her secrets. Not the daughter, hers. She admitted to things she did wrong. So she can admit it on herself. I have no reason to not to believe she wouldn't tell it on her own daughter. If she tell it on herself, she probably telling the truth on the daughter and Huckabuck. Get his ass in the jail and under the jail. And hopefully they put you in a cell with Bubba. I hope you get a cell with Bubba, Huckabuck. Everybody know what Bubba do. Everybody done heard a story about a man in prison named Bubba. Torture him. Unfit to be alive, unfit to have that young lady and mess her life up that way. God daddy, you had that baby around, you grooming her the whole time. You was doing stuff with her the whole time. That's just what I believe. I'm not saying that's a fact. All of this is allegedly. All of this is allegedly, but I believe it. I believe the alleged accusations against this grown old man. And that's all I'm going to say for today, goddammit. I'll catch y'all on the next episode of Iggas. I'm just too mad, too upset. I need answers. I want him in the jail. I want to read about him on the jail. I want him under the jail, under the jail. If this stuff is true. Fort Pierce ain't big. We can find out. Somebody find out. I want the world to share this episode. Share it. Express it. Explain it. Listen to it. And tell the police on this fool. God damn it, I'll see y'all tomorrow. I love you. Thank you for being a supporter of Iggas. But damn it, we better take care of these kids. They're defenseless against predators like this. Iggas.